Well, hello, listeners. This is your old friend, Cecil Snaith, speaking to you from the kitchen of a famous West End hotel. It's lunchtime, and I myself am standing beside rows and rows of desserts, fruits of all kinds, and over to my right, the most enormous suet pudding I've ever laid eyes on, accompanied, of course, by a huge, deep vat of syrup. One of the chefs is cutting up the suet pudding. Now, let's see if we can have a word with him. Excuse me, oh dear, I dropped the microphone into the syrup. Terribly sorry, I just have to try and fish it out now then.
Oi, mate, get your hand out of my syrup.
That was an excerpt from The Man with the Golden Arm. Another in our series is a film worth remembering, which is more than can be said for the next half hour.
However, for the more tolerant listener, here's a sort of radio show which is beyond our ken. Among those taking part are Maud Upriver, Sister Hannah and the Tremolos, Pipe Major Maigret, Lady Caroline Crazy Paving.
She'll lead you up the garden.
To continue, Dame Edith Lollobrigida, and of course Mr. Kenneth Horne, the face who launched 1,000 quips. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Horne.
Hello and welcome to Beyond Our Ken.
Uncle Kenneth.
Yes?
Why are your hands so soft and gentle?
Because I never do any washing up. Well, now, what's been happening since we last met? Oh, yes, on Monday I popped into my local bedding store to have a look at some mattresses. I couldn't make up my mind whether to buy one or not, so the chap said, well, why not sleep on it? Nice job. His job, actually, was to test all the mattresses as they came in, but it didn't last very long. I learned yesterday he got fired for standing up on the job. Tuesday, I ran into a friend of mine who's a tea taster. He'd popped out for a coffee break, actually. And I must say, the thing I like about him, he's terribly quick-witted. I happened to say something quite funny, and quick as a flash, he said,
200-watt light bulb.
Which I thought was brilliant. However, on Thursday I was browsing around a bookshop and came across some of the new How to Do It books, the latest addition to the series being How to Be a Perfect Gentleman, and its companion volume, How to Be a Perfect Lady in Case You Happen to Go Out with Someone Who Hasn't Read the First Book. Friday. Oh, yes, it was a day I'd been dreading for some time. Some of our regular listeners will recall that on two occasions in the past, I have attended the Giggles Wade Festival of Music and Culture. And the time had come around again for another visit. So off I went to meet the festival organizers at a civic reception in the Four Ale Bar at the Station Hotel.
All right, belt off, everyone. It's not a town council meeting, you know. Our honoured guest is due to arrive any moment now. Councillor Hargreaves, did you order the rolls?
I did that. Some ham, some cheese. Well, it should be enough for all if a certain alderman from the rates office will keep his thieving hands to himself.
Here, someone keeps pinching my little white pickled onion.
Well, it isn't me, Your Worship. I haven't touched your pickled onions. And what was you doing with your chain? You've dipped it in my tankard 3 times already.
Oh, leave the Lady Mayor alone, poor old soul. Never been the same since we dropped the foundation stone on her food.
Hey, up. I think I heard someone pull up outside. That'll be Mr. Orme.
Hello.
Mr. Horne, how nice to see you again.
Councillor Potts, may I take the opportunity of thanking you for the transport?
Oh, think nothing of it, Mr. Horne. There's not much call on the Fridays for a discard. I think you know, everyone, Alderman Grave.
Welcome once again to glorious Gigglesway, the sun-kissed playground of the North. And the words of our immoral poet, Omar Entwistle. This ruddy plot, this septic tank set in a muddy bog, this smoke, this fog, this giggle. Way.
And then, of course, our Lady Mayor, Frieda Winchbody, J.P.
And in cutting this ribbon, I declare...
No, dear, no. On occasion. Look what she's done now. She's whipped his tie enough.
Well, never mind. It was an old one.
Oh, honestly, she'll have to go. Frieda.
Yes?
This is Mr. Orne. Horn.
I don't need one. I can hear perfectly well.
I've taken a notice, Mr. Horn.
Are you sure she's all right? She looks a bit flushed.
Hargreaves, stop pulling her chain.
Mr. Orne, this, by the way, is Councillor Hargreaves.
Oh, I'll do, Mr. Orne. Here, you're not drinking. A glass for our guest, please. We're all on the Bow Jollies, you know. Oh, Alderman Graves brought them back from Paris.
Oh, you've been to Paris recently, Alderman.
Yes, I have indeed. An official visit, of course, and I'm addressing the council on it next week.
You had an interesting trip?
That's putting it mild. And what's more, I'm going to tell them straight. After what I've seen there, human relations in Giggleswade are in their infancy.
Here's a glass, Mr. Horn. Who's got the bottle?
Frieda again. She's hogging it all. Pass the bottle over, Frieda.
And good luck to all who sail in her.
Oh, stuff a cheese football in her cake over. Well, good health, Mr. Orne.
Thank you, and good luck with your third festival of music and culture.
I think I can safely say, without fear of contradiction, that this year we've lined up an array of talent that'll make Sunday night at the Palladium look like Sunday night at the Palladium.
Well, now, I wish the concert every success tonight. By the way, where is it to be held this year?
The Corn Exchange.
Oh, it's very appropriate, too. Well, see you all at the concert tonight.
Welcome to the third Giggleswade Festival of Music and Culture. And here is your compere, our very own Percy Pot. Good old Percy.
Thank you. Hang on. Simmer down now. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sure you'll be glad to know that every single ticket for tonight's show has been sold. I'm afraid that our treasurer, Mr. Swindle, couldn't be with us. He's on holiday in Bermuda. But I'm sure he would wish to join me in thanking you for your support.
Hear, hear, hear.
A lot of hard work and rehearsal has gone into our little effort, and in this direction. In this direction, thanks to our very good friend, Lady Amelia Pugh Shuffington, for allowing Gus to take liberties with her little back room. And so, to this year's glittering production, a galaxy of songs and verse, which we have called At the Drop of a Cloth Cap. To start the proceedings, we call upon the Giggleswade Glee Singers, who have got one of their special madrigals for us. I've often popped into rehearsals and seen many a madrigal going on there. Here they are, then, the Giggleswade Glee Singers.
A farmer chanced upon two lovers, healed them with disdain. He said, this is my wheat field, and it goes against the grain.
With a bow out with a little lad o'day, and a bow out with a little lad
A young man to the country went to find some peace and quiet. We heard he found the peace all right, and hopes that she'll keep quiet.
With a bow out with a little lad o'day,
one evening at the local pub, our village gossip said, don't talk about a butter knife, you know how those things spread.
The milkmaid gave the cow some ink, the cow she didn't know. She drank the whole ink bottle down, and then mooed indigo. The farmer's dog, he came to town on a sunny day. He spied a parking meter and said, does this mean we have to pay?
And a bone of little high day.
the Gilsweide Glee Singers. And now, in complete contrast, a beautiful old ballad sung by one of our foremost tenors, with Hilda Grabley at the piano. Here is Mortimer Mashford.
Break is going westward. The ships are in the bay. 25 sail at home, ready for the fray. Oh, I hear the parts from Liffey. Drake, he's up again. I drinks away at break of day to sweep a Spanish maid. Then here's to the Spanish main, and here's to the foe, and here's to Drake and his many, many men, who never went back to heaven again till they believe the enemy won. Going westward, who ne'er will home again. Some will sleep their long, long sleep.
We can't hear a word!
Neath the Spanish main. But whatsoever be our fate, come what may, say I. Drake will go, or Drake will fight. With Drake we'll win or die. And here's to the Spanish main, and here's to the foe. And here's to Drake and the family. And now we're back to Devon again till they've laid. Till they've laid the enemy.
Well, thank you, Mortimer Mashford, and, of course, Hilda. And incidentally, you may like to know that Mr. Mashford is now appearing in a rather tatty blue serge suit, which is a funny title for a show, isn't it? However, I've taken on the comparing for a moment, because it's my pleasure now to introduce one of the great singing stars of Beyond Our Ken. Yes, you've guessed it. It's Ricky Livin.
Hello, Nat. I'd like to do a song for you. It's a lovely new ballad, especially written for me. And I'm going to be backed by my group, the Tone Deafs. Tomorrow is the time. After today, and today is the time. After yesterday. Tomorrow.
Perhaps it was something I said.
It's the time of the time. And Friday is the time before Saturday. Your face all over the place, and I cry for the day after today is tomorrow.
How about the back in then?
Well, that, of course, was Ricky's latest recording. On his tape recorder, that is. And now from bad to verse, we are going to listen to some verse readings selected by the Giggleswade Poetry Lovers Circle and read by some of our old friends. Now, first of all, a poem from Councillor Robinson's talented little daughter, Wendy. Come along here. Don't be nervous. All right?
Yes, thank you. Animals. I wish I were a woolly lamb. I'd snuggle to my ma, and every time her milk ran out, I'd run from bar to bar. I wish I were a guinea pig. I'd find myself a male, and when I'd found him, then I'd... But that's another tale. Don't want to be a rabbit, but I'll be a hare instead. I'll round up all the other hares and sit on Kenneth's head.
Thank you, Wendy. Well done. Now, just a minute, dear. You dropped a handkerchief from your... Oh, well, never mind. Here it is. Now for our next poem. Here is Hedley Wallflower.
Simple Simon met a pieman going to the fair. Said Simple Simon to the pieman, "What are you selling there?" Said the pieman to Simple Simon, "Pies, you great big nit."
The next literary treasure is a poem to be read by Fanny Haddock.
Hello, my darling. Now, I have entitled this poem, Poor Johnny. Poor Johnny lives for every type of culinary art. He loves his birth a bourguignon. He just adores his tart. Poor Johnny. He worries not, for steak is next, but on the floor he slips. Under the stove the potatoes fly. Poor Johnny's had his chips. The thought of Johnny's souffle starts to do things to my nerves, but I get the jam out for him, and he steps on my preserves. Poor Johnny. Don't worry, Johnny dear, I cry. We'll do with bread or rolls, when from the kitchen Johnny shouts, "Me crumpets full of holes." The final blow, the Christmas pudding, succulent and black. He cut it open, stood and stared, and his eyeglass stared right back. Poor Johnny.
Yes, poor Johnny indeed. Finally, a rare treat, a monologue and song from one of the truly remarkable old characters of our time.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm delighted to be up here. Thank you. Could I have an introduction, please? Thank you. It's very nice. As I wander down life's highway, my thoughts are never sad. for life has been quite kind to me. I haven't done too bad. I've tried my hand many a job. I've done some travelling too. And I've known a good few bits of stuff. You bet I have. Well, and I've only got one secret, and on that I'm like a clam. For this is what I answer when they ask how old I am. Gigging around, all spry and bright, how long shall we say? For 35 years, living it up most every night and sometimes by day. For 35 years, I won't say I was born exactly 35 years ago. It only seems like that to me, but there's life in me yet, you know. Just give me a girl, turn out the light, and I'll be here to stay another 35 years.
Well, that was really a feast of culture. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we come to one of the high spots of our festival. Our honoured guest, Mr. Kenneth Horne, a highly polished artiste, with, of course, Hilda Grabley at the piano and members of the Giggleswade Nuts, Screws and Bolts Brass Band, Mr. Kenneth Horne.
Well, I'd like to sing a patriotic song this evening. For one thing, I think the country needs a good new marching song, and I believe I've found it. Strangely enough, the inspiring words were written by a man who lives not far from Giggleswade, at Driffold on the Teasel, to be exact. He works at the station. Actually, he's a coal porter. The music is by Benjamin Ireland.
Down the sunny streets the people throng. It is St. Vincent's Day. From far and wide the drums arrive, and you can hear them say, "Return is red from Tom's immemorial Melton. Return is the day. With conquerings and with guns. Return, return assuredly yet. Return, stains around the state. Return, is the day. Three hands for the grains and return, is the day. From arms before the
a stirring song. That'll go straight to the heart of every true Britisher. It won't waste too much good either. Well, now, before we come to our final item, here is Alderman Graves with a surprise.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to tell you that under this cover there is a likeness in bronze of the head and shoulders and of our beloved Lady Mayor, Frieda Winchbody.
Oh. Yes.
Ah, well, without her, many of the things things would not have been done which have been done. But nevertheless, we've survived. But seriously, Frieda has done so many wonderful things for Giggleswade in the past few years.
Dear.
Yes, dear, I know, dear. Thank you, dear. Yeah, and this year, she's doing the most wonderful and helpful thing she's ever done. She is retiring.
Yes, oh, well, now I have much pleasure in unveiling the Lady Mayor's bust.
Now, look, here, quick, dear, grab that flag and wrap it round you.
Never mind the Union Jack, I'm all right.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, I'm sorry about that little contretemps. However, we come now to our final offering, a great treat for young and old alike. Ladies and gentlemen, Giggleswade, answer to Liverpool. Here they are, that fabulous group, the Woodworms.
Well, that's all for this week. Next week's programme, we shall be having a talk entitled Whatever Happened to Shirley Temple by Deanna Durbin. So until next week at the same time, this is Kenneth Horne saying goodbye for now and leaving you with this thought from a listener in Southampton. If two owls met in the rain, would it be too wet to woo? Cheers.
Might have been listening to what I've just missed. Beyond Our Ken, a sort of recorded radio show in which you heard Kenneth Horne, not to mention Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddick, Betty Marsden, Bill Pertwee, the Fraser Hayes Four, and the BBC Variety Orchestra conducted by Paul Fennelly. Script and lyrics were written by Eric Merriman and the music by Edwin Brayton. Your announcer was Douglas Smith, and the show is produced by John Simmons.